Hey, audio boo.
59 pause recording.
I thought I would come and say hey. It's beginning to look like Christmas. I just wanted to talk about the Tech Santa appeal that's going on this year. And if you didn't know, Guide Dogs are actually one of the chosen charities. And I have to say, I didn't watch all of Tech Santa last night, just because I was doing other things, but recorded it and I just sat and watched some of it back and watched the story of Steve, who is a guide dog owner, who was fully sighted and lost his sight quite dramatically and traumatically, actually. The story's on the ITV website. Go check it out. It's kind of wrenching, really. But I think it's a very honest story, and I think it truly shows how having a guide dog can change someone's life. And you know, some people are like, oh, to say that's just so dramatic, but I don't think it is. I think I did go out before having a dog and used a cane, but I was never confident and I was never particularly happy. And where I could be sight guided, I would be sight guided. But now, after being a guide dog owner for almost 9 years, I hasten that to add, not with the same dog, but I can't imagine, you know, life without a guide dog. My 4 months of not having a working dog last year was hell. I did things and I still went out and did stuff and forced myself to kind of still join in and still be sociable. But I absolutely hated getting around with a cane. I find it really taxing on me mentally. But to watch Steve's story tonight just kind of really highlighted to me how it must be. I lost my sight as a child, but it really brought home to me something that I was talking about a couple of weeks ago about people losing their sight. And I think sometimes, not because of any, I'm not criticising here, but I think sometimes those that have never had sight sometimes completely forget how traumatic it is for someone who's had full sight to then lose it, and how to adjust to that life then as a visually impaired person. I think it comes down to the fact that if you were born one way, you learn to grow up and learn to adapt as you go along. But if suddenly your sense is taken away from you, or your ability to do something is taken away from you, it's a massive adjustment period. And I think it was really highlighted with this guy. And, you know, he wasn't having the pity party. You know, he said he'd hit rock bottom, which I think you have to do in that kind of situation. I know, losing my own sight, obviously I can only speak from my own experience, losing my own sight, even though it was only one eye, I'd already lost, I didn't have any sight in the other eye, but that sight I had was very useful to me. I could read print with reading glasses, I could get around, I could ride a bike, I could, you know, essentially didn't need a huge amount of help at that stage. I probably would have done as I got a bit older, but things like reading things off the chalkboard was probably a little bit problematic. But in all essence, it was like then all of a sudden it was just gone. And as a child, I adapted very quickly, but there was something in me that didn't really digest that information that I wasn't ever going to see again. And I went through my adapting period truly when I was like in my teens, which was the hardest area to go through, that adapting area. I was very rebellious. I was very, I don't need help. And it wasn't I was independent and I could do things on my own. It was, I don't want to help because I don't think, you know. But it was an experience that I had to go through, and I had to go through that transition in order to get where I was as an adult. And then I went to America and did the whole like uni thing, and I'll never say that not having a guide dog stopped me living, because it didn't. But since having a guide dog has enhanced my life considerably. So it just really brought it home to me. And the fact that they were saying on the mini report that they did each charity got like a 5-minute slot. And what they were saying about, you know, it's not just the training and the partnerships, the working partnerships that guide dogs take care of, it's retired dogs as well. And that hit home to me as well, because I obviously have kept my retired guide dog. And I know how much, you know, it's meant to us to be able to keep him and to still have the support from the association. You know, I've fundraised with them, for a very long time. Not long after, probably about a year after I had Bailey. And I will continue to do so, you know, and contribute where I can. Because it does change your life. You know, Guide Dogs, one of their slogans is life-changing partnerships. And that sounds like a really big exaggeration, but it's probably really a huge underestimation. Because without my dogs, I wouldn't have travelled to London by myself. I wouldn't have made steps into a future that I'm creating for myself now. You know, just being able to go to work every day and being able to get around my workplace without having to rely on people and stuff like that. He just, you know, the dogs give you that independence that for some a cane would do, but not for me. I'm not very confident. It's not that I'm not a good cane user. I've always been told my cane skills are really remarkable. Not remarkable is a bit of an over-exaggeration, but they're really good. But just having that dog outside of me just is just that bit more. And if anyone did text Santa last night or is planning on doing, thank you from the bottom of my heart, because without all the donations and things that people put in, my life wouldn't be what it is, because I wouldn't have a dog at my side who has made it a better thing. You know, I'm not saying, like I said before, I'm not saying I couldn't do the things I'm doing, but it just made that much easier because I have a Bertie at the side of me. So thank you, and thanks so much for Tech Santa for picking Guide Dogs as a charity. And honestly, thank you to everyone who volunteers or works with the charity, because it's because of you guys that we get to have these wonderful dogs that do just so much for us. So thank you, and I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas. 51 minutes, pause recording button.